Got to play better. You know, first and foremost, I think across the board, you know, we've had opportunities really in the last 2 weeks to make more plays than we have. And so, you know, I don't think it's anything where you have to reinvent the wheel. We have to play better, starting with myself. And I've got to, when there's opportunities to convert and to make plays, we've got to do it.
How difficult is it dealing with the drop passes? You had seven today. Of those three touchdowns, two of them were long runs, so it's not like it doesn't look like y'all are getting anything going.
Well, you know, that's part of the game. You know, sometimes physical mistakes are going to happen, and, you know, you've got to battle through those. I think, you know, some of the stuff, we've put ourselves behind schedule a little bit on offense, first and second down, and really, you know, without talking about last week, talking about this week, you know, we didn't do a good enough job on third down. And so when you put yourself behind, you know, and you keep putting yourself in third and longs, it's tough to keep converting them. We've been historically pretty good on third down. We haven't been good enough, and we certainly weren't good enough today.
Is that one of the reasons for 13 rushes in the entire game
back? Yeah, I think so. You know, I think when you get in some of those, you know, third and long situations, it's tough to run the ball. But also, you know, even in some of the situations, we put ourselves behind schedule on first and second down penalties and mistakes, you know, put us in some tough down and distance situations where, you know, when you're first and 30, you're going to have to throw it three times to try and pick it up. So we can't keep putting ourselves behind the sticks.
How frustrating is this, though, knowing that the team has the ability to play better, but it's not showing up on the field?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, we feel like we've got the guys to do it. You know, but the key to success is doing it, not feeling like you can do it. And I think that, you know, we've got to find a way to get it done. I think our preparation has been, you know, solid. I really do. But our performance hasn't been where it needs to be. And, you know, this week and moving forward, we've got to find ways to make sure that our performance is better on Sundays.
Matt, what is your message to a veteran player who you trust a lot when he drops the ball? What is your message?
Shake it off. You know, I mean, those kind of things happens. It's tough when, you know, those things happen multiple times in one game. But, I mean, I've made plenty of poor throws myself. So you got to shake those off. You got to move past them, and you have to go back out there, and you have to, you know, try and make the play the next time it presents itself. You know, we're six games into it, and certainly, you know, we haven't played the way that we're capable of up until this point. A lot of football in front of us. We've got to have a sense of urgency, and it starts this week. You know, we've got a tough stretch coming up. Can't worry about it. Can't complain about it. We've got to go out there and find a way to get the job done, and I think that's what everybody's mindset really at this point needs to be, is whatever you've got to do to get yourself right and ready to go, we've got to do that.
Do you feel like you're, like, this close? A couple of catches here, non-penalties here or there, that it could have changed the dynamic of the entire game.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's never as good. It's never as bad. But, again, you know, we've got to make the plays. We've got to start making those plays in game situations, in critical situations, in order to, you know, to win football games.
From 200 feet up in the press box, it seems pretty simple. Get hands on the ball. You make the plays. You score. From your vantage point, you know, it's not translating to more touches for this offense. What's the disconnect? What are we seeing, and what are you guys seeing not to get in more in the offense?
I think he's doing a great job. I mean, obviously, you know, when he gets the ball in his hands, he certainly makes a lot of plays, and he's taking full advantage of it. So I'm sure, you know, as we move forward, we're always trying to find different ways to get the ball in space with our guys who we feel like we can make plays. We feel like we've got a lot of them. You know, we really do. We feel like we've got a lot of guys who can do that. So, you know, We're trying to get him the ball, and when he gets it in his hands, he's making a lot of plays.